Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, what a welcome. Thank you, buddy. Hi, welcome to Press Your Luck. We're going to have a great time today with Big Buck. Hopefully we'll have no whammies. Players will be much happier that way. I know it. Let's meet him right now and find out a bit about him. Starting with our first player, he is Paulette Stacey. How are you, Paulette?
Hi,
Peter.
Hi.
I'm fine, okay. Paulette, you are a dancer?
Yes, I am. I dance on the side, you know, jazz.
How do you dance on the side? That must be difficult. What kind of
dance? Well, I'm a cosmetologist. And, you know, I take it at nighttime and all. I love to dance.
What kind of dancing do you do?
Jazz, modern.
Have you ever seen the whammy dance?
Yeah.
What do you think? You think they're any good?
They're adorable. They're great.
You're
trying, I love them.
Your approach is you're trying to be nice to them. Maybe they'll stay away from you. Oh, look, all right. Good luck.
Take some of
these
steps.
Good luck today.
Thanks.
All right. Our second player is our champ, Marlies Cummins. And Marlies has $11,414, including the Mexican food. What are you going to do with the money, Marlies?
Spend it.
That's the best answer I've heard yet.
Spend it faster than you've ever seen it spend.
That's right. And you decided you weren't going to change anything today. You do everything that you did last
time? Exactly the same as I did yesterday.
Yeah? You're superstitious?
A little bit.
All right. Well, good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. Our third player, Dan Ramirez. All right, Dan.
Good luck, Peter.
That's good. Now, Dan, I understand there's an addition to your family?
Yes, there is.
What's the story?
A little boy, Patrick Daniel. 4 days old.
4 days? Yeah. That's great. Congratulations. So no matter what happens today, you're still a winner.
That's right.
All right, let's get to it.
Great.
All right, gang, give me a buzz and answer. You get three spins. Multiple choice answer, of course, gets to one spin. Are you ready for the first question? Here it comes. When we think of peanuts, we think of Georgia. But what nut comes to mind when we speak of Hawaii? Dan?
Macadamia.
Is it macadamia, cashew, or pistachio? Paulette?
Macadamia.
What do you think, Marlies?
Definitely macadamia.
Thoughts of Hawaii lead us to thoughts of macadamia.
Woo!
Paulette is spin, Marlies is spin, and Dan three. I'm curious, would we have accepted Don Ho? Just wondered. How about that? According to a poll of television actresses by TV Guide, what TV actor is rated their number one hunk? Marlies?
Scalia. Jack Scalia.
Is it Jack Scalia, Tom Selleck, or Don Johnson, Paulette?
Tom Selleck.
What do you think, Dan?
I would go with Jack Scalia.
That actor rated number one with the actresses is Don Johnson.
Oh.
Yeah. Mr. Miami, right. Next question, gang. Here it comes. Jim Backus is the voice of this nearsighted old man who starred in many cartoons from the 19... Dan?
Mr. Magoo.
From the 1950s on, who is he? Is it Mr. Magoo, Mr. Belvedere, or Mr. Bill? Paulette?
Magoo.
Who do you think it is?
Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, that was nearsighted. Mr. Magoo. Paulette to two, Marlies to two, Dan to six. All right, here's the last one. Tense up. How many hours of television would you say the average American male adult watches each day? Marlies?
Seven.
Is it seven, two, or four, Paulette?
Four.
What do you think, Dan?
I'd have to go with four.
It said the average American male adult watches 4 hours of TV daily. Paulette with three, Marlies goes to two, and Dan goes to seven. You guys will make money. We'll come back after these good stay with us. We'll come right back. Let's make some money. You can make it here because there's $50,000 up there in cash and prizes, all kinds of goodies, some whammy. We do have a clock, a trip to Calgary, Canada. Let's see, what else? How about a trip to San Francisco? This is Golden Gate, right?
Yeah. Wow, we'll do it, Peter. With pleasure. The lucky winner today should be riding on this very famous cable car because there is a six-night stay in San Francisco up on the big board today. This romantic city by the bay with its famed Chinatown, exciting dining streets, and lively nightlife will be all theirs to enjoy if Lady Luck smiles upon them this day.
All right, nice tip, gang. What you want to do is win this round. You need to play last in the final round. Four winners will put you out of this game. You don't want that to happen, of course. And you can count for many spins during your turn. You would spin first, money. Champ, you're up with two.
Okay,
here we
go. I want to spin.
Stop at $200. First place, one spin.
All right. All right, I got
to go. Let's go. Spin, stop at $200 more. Double it up to $400. Let's see how much that holds up, Paulette. Three spins.
Okay, big
bucks here.
Big
bucks.
All right, let's
have
to go and stop.
Stop at 650. First place by 250,
250. Okay, more money. Here we go. Big
bucks
and stop.
Stop at 300 more. Right. One spin left, Paulette.
Okay,
let's get back.
Here we go. Let's do another
5
spins.
Stop at a home gym. Well, that's right, $5.95. You have $15.45. First place for now is up to Dan. Seven spins. Ready, Dan?
Okay, I'm
here
ready.
Here we go, Pop.
Okay, great. How about that trip to Calgary, Canada? How about that trip? Ready, and stop.
Stop at 300.
All right, okay.
First place, seven spins,
right.
Dan.
Great. Okay, here goes some big bucks. Big bucks here, and stop.
Ready. Threw away your buck, Dan. Left with six spins. Want to hit it again?
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. Here we're gonna go for some big bucks now. Some big bucks and stop.
Job at $300.
All right.
Place, five spins.
Great. Okay. Here we go again. Big bucks. Get some big bucks and stop.
Stop at 500 more.
800.
Four spins. Second
place.
745.
Here we go. We're gonna get big bucks now. Big bucks. Big bucks and stop.
Job at and a whoa. That's $1,800. First place by $255. Three spins, Dan.
Okay, we're going to go for the trip
all
this
right.
time. Here we go. We're going for that Calgary trip. And let's stop.
Stop it. Let us go.
All right. I'll take it. Great.
And it's worth $459, $22.59, two spins, press or pass.
Great. I'll play.
Here we go.
Okay, let's go for some big bucks now. Let's go for some big bucks, and stop.
Stop, move and face the diamond ring or 100 spins.
Okay, I'll take the diamond ring.
Diamond ring worth $350.
Woo!
Give you another $350 if you can find the diamond. $26.09, one spin, first place, by about $1,100.
Oh, great, I'll pass it.
Pass that one spin, yours, Paulette. Here we go.
Okay, let's go. Big bucks,
and stop. Stop at $350. Paulette, $18.95 money, $400 and Dan, $26.09. You have first place advantage, Pop. We'll be back right after these words. Stay with us. Are you having a great time?
Yeah.
Great time.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. You get to be on television. There's about 80, 90 billion people watching. The last count, who knows? And you may even make some money. Not too shabby, huh?
Not too bad.
Want to answer some questions?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Just happen to have some. Here we go. What fraction of married Americans will end up divorced? Marty?
Three quarters.
Is it three quarters, one quarter, or one half? All right.
Three quarters.
What do you think, Dan?
Three quarters.
Ooh, you take your testament. The fraction of married Americans who end up divorced is one half. Yeah, that's bad enough. Whoa, here we go. In what mountain range do you find the Continental Divide? Let me help you find it. I'll give you three choices. If you're right, you get a spin. In what mountain range do you find the Continental Divide? Is it the Sierra Nevadas, the Rocky Mountains, or the Appalachian Mountains? All that?
Sierra?
Okay, Marty.
I'm sorry, could you repeat those?
Sierra Nevadas, Rocky Mountains, or Appalachian?
Appalachian.
Appalachian. Dan?
I would have to say Rocky Mountains.
And you would be right with the Rocky Mountains. That's where the Continental Divide is, and you get the spin. Oh, boy. One spin, third question. You guys are in deep trouble. The 3 days of the week movie theaters do their best business are Friday, Saturday, and Dan?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Is it Sunday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Paulette?
Wednesday.
What do you think, Marlies?
I'll say Wednesday.
The other best business theater day is Sunday. Woo! Dan goes to four. I like Paulette. Paulette always kind of answers the question with a question. Thursday? Because I'm going to tell her before. That's okay, Paulette. It's just kind of a strategy on your part. Here's the last question. If you break a mirror, how many years bad luck will you have? Paulette.
Seven.
Is it seven, five, or nine?
Seven.
What do you think, Dan?
7 years bad luck.
Broken Mirror awards you 7 years bad luck. Paulette with three, Marlies and Jim. Dan gets five, and Big Buck's coming when we come back. Stay with us. Game known as Big Buck. Over $100,000 up there. That's a lot of money, you know? $100,000?
Yeah.
Prizes, goodies? What do you think? That's pretty good, yeah? Would you like one of the trips? Do you think?
Yeah.
Let's take a jolly old England with Rod. What did you say? Rod?
Peter, I would be delighted to tell you about this fabulous trip to London up in the Big Roar today. One of our lucky players to be spending six full nights and days taking in all the sights and sounds of England's magnificent capital. A trip worth over $2,500.
Tip-tip, as they say. Quite nice. There's other things up there. There's a trip to the Easy Island, a trip to the National Park, Virgin Islands, a surf jet. What is a... What would you do with a surf jet? I mean, could you surf into the ocean?
Yes. In a bathtub, Peter.
Or a lake, or a bathtub. Only once in the tub, however, then they can't find you. In any event, 2609, Dan, you will play last. Exciting, huh? You did it. You won round one. And Marlies, our champ, $400, one big one. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's get some luck.
Stop
at London. Oh, that's a great score. Marlies with $2,639. You're in first place, $2,039. Well done. You maximize that 1 cent. Let's go to Paulette with $1,895. Stop at 7:59. That's 26:45. Three spins. Second place.
I still want $39.
Stop at 7:15. Spin again. 33.95. Three spins. First place. Stop at $1,000. $43.95. Two spins. First place. Right up 1,500.
I'm going.
All right.
Stop at $1,000.
53.95. 50 spins. First place by about 23.56.
I want to go to the island.
Stop at 750. $6,145. You have 1 spin left. About $3,106.
I feel good. I'm going.
All right. Here we go. All right. It's not the dance you were looking for, was it, Paul?
No, it wasn't.
Well, we got out of the game. Anything can happen. We're going to go to Dan and see what he can do with 2609 and 5 spins.
Great, Peter. Okay, we're going to go for the Fiji Island. Fiji Island. Okay, come on. Fiji, and let's stop.
Stop at 7:15 and spin. First place is 33.59.
Okay, Virgin Island. I like the island. Big Buck, go to the island, and stop.
Stop at 5 spins. 38.59, first place, by about $220.
Great, we're going to go. Okay, let's see. Fiji, come on, Fiji. And stop.
Stop at 5 and 4. 43.59, in first place by 13.20.
Great, okay. Right. Here we go. Virgin Islands, there's some money. And stop.
Stop, pick a corner, 7:50. National Park for 12.50.
Let's go with 12.50.
12.50 gives you $5,000. $509. And two spins, first place, five out.
Okay.
1,600.
Great. We're going to go. We're going to go.
2,600.
We're going to go, all right?
Okay. We're going to hit big bucks, and stop at 2,500. Now you have 8,109, first place, five. Almost $5,100. That one spin goes to Marlise. Marlise, about $5,100. Separate the two. There's a number of things up there to win it for you. Otherwise, you're going to need something with an additional spin to keep you in the game. You have to take a spin. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Money, spin. Big spin. One spin. 2,039. Stop at the PC Islands. Stop at the PC Islands. Marlies is valued at $3,145. It is not enough. But Dan, you're the champ today. Today's time is $1,000. We'll come back and talk to you after we roll. Himself is going to tell you what you won. Rod
would want a handsome diamond ring. The Michael C. Peter Company presents this distinguished man's diamond ring, weighing 0.15 carat in a traditional 14 carat gold setting from the Michael C. Peter Company collection. Dan, you have won a telescope. This astronomical telescope by Bushnell is one of the finest in the world. Big 910-millimeter objective lens focal length brings heavenly bodies 227 times closer by Bushnell. Both prizes total $809. Combined with the $7,300 in cash you won, that gives you a grand total down to $8,109. Congratulations.
Well done, Dan. You got a pretty good week.
Oh, super.
$8,109, and you baby boy, that's great.
Yeah.
You get to come back and see if you can hit on us again.
Great, I'll do
it. All right, Marty. You're leading us with $11,414.
Oh,
congratulations. Good luck to you and spend it. I know you will. Well, that's it. Nice prizes to you. I thank you for being with us. All right? Before we leave, I have a couple of poems. This one is from Hugh Keefus. He's 13 years old of Pontiac, Ohio. Writes in, someone broke in the whammy safe, stole every dime, then left the place. He fled to the forest to deserted shack. There he emptied the bag to count the sack. The Sherlock Holmes man, he took his dog and tracked him down. It was rather easy. His tracks were in the ground. They led to the shack. There his dog started barking. He opened the door, and there sat the culprit, Peter Tamarkin. Peter explained, I wanted to get back all of the contestants taking money because they're all mad at me because I said, test your luck again, honey. Very nice. Very nice. I have another, in case you're interested. This one is from Stacy Marino, who's 10, from Revere, Massachusetts. And she writes in, I like the game show Press Your Luck, and the host whose name is Peter. But the only part I do not like is Whammy, the money eater. Yeah, you understand that, Stacy. I don't think you're alone. I think everyone here feels the same way. Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin saying, thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Some member of our studio audience will receive Waverly wall coverings if you define and customize your home. Use from Waverly's Liberty Legacy. That is honoring the Statue of Liberty. And here's what we have for our dividing contestant, Lee Nails. Brush on to mend one nail, a length in all 10. For longer, stronger, natural-looking nails, Lee Nails. Plus, bowls, chocolates, handmade confections are made from some of the finest ingredients containing no preservatives or additives. Specially designed roses, truffles, and cookies from bowls, chocolates. Also, White Rings shampoo and conditioner contain the same key ingredients as the high price brand, without the high price. White Rings. Plus, Eskimo Pie. Rich, creamy ice cream bars covered with special thick dark chocolate. Eskimo Pie, a family favorite over 65 years. And from the Eureka Company, the Handy Mini Mic. Cordless and rechargeable, the Eureka Mini Mic. A mighty vacuum in a mini size. Also, for summer salads that shape up deliciously, vegetables from Bud of California and Borton Lifeline Cheese. The light way to shape up. Rob Roddy, speaking for Press Your Luck, a Corelli Company presentation.